This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
"Look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy."
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis took a lot of heat from a lot of folks who thought it was wrong that he allowed beaches to reopen over the weekend in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Now DeSantis is ordering school campuses all across his state to stay closed for the rest of the academic year.
Our K through 12 schools will continue with distance learning for the duration of the school year.
The U.S. Senate is expected to approve a $300 billion emergency relief package today to benefit small businesses. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the bill would include at least $75 billion to help overwhelmed hospitals and $25 billion to expand testing for the virus as well. On this day in 1999, two 12th grade students opened fire at Columbine High School, killing 12 students and one teacher. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It's been exactly 10 years since the Deepwater Horizon oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico exploded, killing 11 crew members, injuring 17, and setting off the worst oil spill in U.S. history. The explosion ultimately causing the entire rig to sink. The EPA estimates that 4 million barrels of oil leaked into the Gulf over an 87-day period. A decade after the oil spill, the agency says Gulf waters have still not returned to normal. Restaurant chain Shake Shack is returning the $10 million it got from the federal coronavirus stimulus package. It was one of several large companies that got a big chunk of the $349 billion that was supposed to help small businesses keep their workers on the payroll. Shake Shack said the loans were available for the restaurant with less than 500 employees at certain locations, but that would include every one of the chain's 189 locations, and now the funding has dried up, so the Shake Shack says it will give the money back so restaurants that really need it can use it. And today is 420, the annual celebration of all things marijuana related. Unlike in previous years, those planning to take part in the unofficial holiday are facing unprecedented stay-at-home orders in most states. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're bending that curve, aren't we? And let me tell you, if we're really going to bend it, then we need to approach this, as I said earlier. There needs to be that spiritual dynamic that is so key to the resolution of what we're dealing with. Because clearly what we're seeing is a bit of chaos because we're still operating in the temporal and human element. Now, our next guest, Dr. Tom Phillips, who is a dear friend of mine. Tom and I go back to the 80s when I had the honor of working with Dr. Phillips in the Billy Graham Crusade in Southern California in 1985. 10 glorious nights packed to the gills at Angel Stadium there in Anaheim, California, an event that will be forever emblazoned in my mind, Tom, I'm telling you.
Bill, thank you. I agree with you. That was a move of God in Southern California. I think building on the tremendous work of God in the late 60s and 70s, which people have called the Jesus Movement, because it was those Jesus Movement young people now maturing who brought their unsaved friends to hear the gospel. It was powerful.
Exactly. In your book, Ignite Your Passion for Jesus, along this same line, people wonder, they say, what do I need to do? How do I ignite this passion? And what I say to them, Tom, is that you don't want to miss your moment. You know, when Jesus wept over Jerusalem, I believed one of the reasons that he did, this is just me, okay, in my perception of it, so everybody has their own impression, but I believe that he saw that there were so many people of his creation that he was going to the cross for that were missing their moment. Their moment in time to embrace the truth of Jesus Christ, and they were going to miss it at a grave expense.
That's true. There are a lot of biblical expressions of time. One of those is the Kairos moment. And Jonathan Kahn recently in an article talked about this is the time. I was listening to Ralph Sexton, another great leader, telling about the Welch Revival and the prayer that went into it as he talked about the window of time. And it's as if people are realizing we have a moment, a Kairos moment, that God has opened up from heaven, and God is looking for those people of his who want to go through that window for others. And exactly. We see that in the hospitals and the first responders, Italy or America. I went across an article which was quite interesting where Hulk Hogan,
yes, I saw that, yes.
Yeah, he ended up in his little article talking about how God was removing idols in this window of time, any idols we've had before, and he goes right right to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hulk Hogan, if my people,
yes,
who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. In 1987, Hulk Hogan was wrestling in Denver, Colorado, on a Sunday night, and he asked if he could come by Sunday afternoon and visit with Mr. Graham, which I thought was interesting. And, of course, mm-hmm. I met him, took him into Mr. Graham's prayer room that he always had before he went out on the stage. Hulk shared his heart. Mr. Graham shared his heart about Jesus. And then, of course, he had to leave. A friend of ours, who is actually one of our supporters and prayer partners in Florida, has a business and told that several months ago, Hulk Hogan came and he buys in that particular store. And our friend had a Billy Graham Training Center Bible, which has notes all the way through it from Mr. Graham's messages and sermons and letters and videos. And he had one, and he said, I just felt led to give that to Hulk. He came back a few weeks later and said, I read it from cover to cover.
Wow.
So we never know how the investment in someone's life, in whatever window we have, it could be a moment in a jewelry store, it could be a nurse or a doctor in a field hospital that Franklin Graham put together in Italy or in New York in Central Park.
Exactly.
God is telling us this is a Kairos moment.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Democrats are happy to be saying that they're not one to let a good crisis go to waste. Well, God is not either. but God, Tom, knows to do with that crisis, and it supersedes anything that is political or anything that belongs to Caesar. It is of an eternal consequence.
It totally is. I just had a friend send me a note because we've been working very closely with the move of God in the Native American community, and in Charisma, there was an article, the Native American leaders rise up to intercede for the end to COVID-19.
Mm.
So here's the First Nation saying, we're praying.
Yes.
This is the greatest prayer time in the history of the world, literally right now. And R.A. Torrey once said, a spiritual revival will occur when people begin to pray as they did before Pentecost, where they prayed 10 days, preached 10 minutes, and thousands came to Christ. And that's what we're seeing in this window. This
exactly.
Kairos moment that we have today.
And what is it about prayer, Tom? I know prayer has been such a big part of your life as it has mine, but what is it about prayer that people need to understand? For those on the outside say, well, you know, I hear, you know, people saying they're praying and all that, but I don't quite get it. What do they mean?
Prayer is, as you know, and as others know who communicate with God, it's nothing but talking to your Father. And since your Father is absolute perfection, He is the perfect human. His Son was the perfect human. And when we literally communicate with Him by being so intimate and close to Him daily, our lives begin to change, our hearts begin to change, and we begin to realize that man or woman is body, mind, and spirit, and our minds are changed through our hearts, and then our bodies move because our hearts have changed our minds, which now move our bodies. So prayer really changes society as God's truth through the Word of God, through prayer, then changes us. I was very sad. I don't mean to be negative, but I was very sad this week to see that New York Governor Cuomo defiantly says the corona numbers are down because we brought the number down.
Mm.
God did not do that. Forgive me, Governor. You didn't have to say that.
Right.
There is a God. He
yes.
does love us. He is working through the nurses and the doctors. There's another story that it broke my heart and made me shout for joy. A 38-year-old doctor in Italy, in Milan, said that we saw some of these cases coming in, dozens, hundreds, and then we became selectors on a human conveyor belt. And he said, I was an atheist. Then a 75-year-old pastor came in dying, took his Bible, and went from bed to bed, giving peace to people, reading the Word of God, and praying with them. We doctors began to listen. Two of my doctor friends had already died.
Mm.
And he said, because of the peace, through prayer, that man bought, I now believe in God, and I will see that pastor again one day. What an incredible testimony of the value of prayer and reading of Scripture.
Again, I'm reminded of the word that says, a word aptly spoken. Sometimes it's a smile. Sometimes it's the word of God. We just don't know. But that aptly spoken word at that right time knocks down walls and does the impossible. Dr. Tom Phillips is with us. More from him after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
There's no clash between faith and politics. It may be your interest.
interpretation. Bill Martinez.
Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity. We look to you, Lord, to be the source of strength, to help, the light that we need. Strengthen all first responders. Strengthen even our broadcast people. Strengthen all of us whose lives have been devastated and disrupted. And give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Never stop. Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, you wonder what prayer sounds like. A little bit of an idea here. And as, you know, Tom Phillips has said previously, you know, you're sitting down, you're talking to your father, just like you would your own earthly father. You know, being real, being authentic. And this is how we get beyond the issues of this world. And I got to tell you, in the moments and times that I've experienced that, Tom, when I just said to God, you know, I don't like this. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying I don't like this. And those moments have, you know, sealed the deal with me and have drawn me closer to the Father. When you come to him, as the Bible would say, in spirit and in truth, you can't come in with your own agenda and you can't come in with your own ideas because they pale in significance, because Almighty God knows, and he knows exactly what needs to be done, what the answer to the coronavirus is. We don't need to come in with our own ideas of models and statistics and, you know, what Governor Cuomo said, how sad. But God will not be mocked. And God is faithful and true to that point, isn't he?
He totally is. People use the word paradigm. Literally, what I believe the Lord is allowing and through his power bringing about is moving us from a paradigm of fear.
Yes.
A pandemic of fear to a pandemic of faith. And that's what I'm seeing. And Billy Graham himself prayed starting in 1949, and he was praying this till he died, literally. We videoed him again in 2012. He was still praying it, and he said, so I'm praying for an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Holy Ghost revival that will sweep our nation from coast to coast. And these global concerns about the coronavirus is so touching the human heart that the pressure that's coming from that is literally igniting a restoration, renewal, a reset, a revival of searching for rest, searching for hope, searching for security that comes through that faith, that paradigm of faith, or that pandemic of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. These times, I believe, of crisis and brokenness encourage God's movement. Just think of how gasoline uses a spark to ignite it, but diesel fuel uses pressure. And God is using pressure right now to ignite love. The Bible says, arise, children of mine, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers the nations of the earth. It's true today.
Yes.
But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. So God says, let your light so shine before men and women that they may see your good works. Think about our nurses, our doctors, our policemen, our firemen, our EMTs, and glorify your Father who's in heaven. And God says this, we've got corruption, yes, but God says, I uncover deep things out of darkness, and I bring the shadow of death to light.
Exactly.
And that's why when people begin to really talk to God, pray to God, find him, they realize he's so good, he's so loving. The Bible so clearly says in the New Testament, the goodness of God leads to repentance. When people see how much he loves them, how much he cares, then they start following him. And the Bible says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. This nation is going to be full of light as people turn, not full of darkness, even those who are corrupt, even those who lie consistently. Jesus can change their hearts, and he will.
And Tom, historically, I find this kind of repentance takes place in the valleys of the shadow of death.
Very rarely does it happen in the peaks when everything is going well, because then we start going back to the book of Judges, where people begin to see things according to their own eyes, and you have humanistic instincts that take over and push God aside. But God is not being pushed aside right now, and I think we can welcome and embrace what is happening here in this valley of challenge brought to you by the coronavirus. In the past, Tom, would look at fear and look at it in the old acrostic title of false evidence appearing real. That was what they would often say about fear. But I like what one pastor said the other day. He said, fear is actually face everything and rise. And I think that rhymes with what you were just talking about. That it is a time for God's people to rise. But before you rise, you have to have that moment of confession and repentance. And realize, how we've messed up, that God is saying he's calling his faithful to come in and be in alignment with what he's about to do. And that's our moment in time for those of us who respond as children of God.
Amen. We put in the 68-bed hospital right across from Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. We've had about 125 patients go through there, and we got a note from a nurse who said, the closest people would describe me was lost. Mm. But what matters to me now most is becoming a good Christian and a good man. He said, for me, I'm quoting him, letting those two words sink in, I've not done a good job of repenting until now, Jesus. I thank you for being my personal Savior. And this is from a nurse in New York. Wow. And I welcome you into my life as Lord and Savior. And this is a guy and my everyday companion walking with me through life. I repent of my sins, and though I may fall at times, I will always try my best to be the man you want me to be. And as I've shared with you in the break, we put together a coronavirus 24/7 hotline, a prayer line, just a prayer line, and we've had over 50,000 phone calls. We've prayed with those people. We've had over 3,000 of them make commitments to Christ. I want to give that number just in case.
Yes, please.
It's still going. It's 888-388-2683. And in just a short amount of time, we've trained 1,800 of the rapid response team chaplains and others around the nation to answer those calls 24 hours a day. And the heart of men and women are changing. I just saw a note where now Christians are being challenged to take a chunk of your stimulus check and help someone else.
Yes, exactly.
So
no, that's cool.
They have a major business that got a loan, a very large loan, and they didn't really need it, and they found out that the stimulus package has run out. They gave it back to the government for the small businesses that haven't gotten their loans yet. People's hearts are changing. And the Bible says very clearly, God says that in the last days, he will gather together in one all things in Christ. He's bringing a unity to this nation, a unity of principle, love, compassion, selflessness. To God be the glory for these men and women who are risking their lives, even the ones who are going door to door buying groceries and giving it to their elderly neighbors or saying, let me go to the grocery store for you so you don't have to get out. The world is, a quote, changing.
Without a doubt. Tom, is it okay? Can I read Sandra Gray's, she's the Ashbury University immediate past president, a letter that she sent to you. Would that be okay?
Sure, of course.
She says, I'm rereading Ignite Your Passion. This is Tom's latest book for Jesus. Ignite Your Passion for Jesus. I'm struck by how relevant it is in this crisis. Your message of confession, repentance, and revival is so vital to what we are experiencing in these days. My prayer is that every student, faculty, staff, and administrator at Ashbury University will find the book in their hands and the message in their hearts during these days as well. As I read each chapter, I find myself saying, oh my goodness, how could Tom and Emily have known what was coming and how relevant this word would be for us in this season. Tom, you have consistently blessed us. We're grateful for your service to believers, to the body, to the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and I'm grateful for our friendship. Thank you so much for being with us.
Brother, thank you. Bill, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Thank you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
"Look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy."
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, getting back on track, flattening the curve. Hey, we're doing it all, and we thank you for being part of the winning team here because it requires all hands on deck. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Lowell Ponte is going to be joining us. He is the former think tank futurist, author, and former roving editor at Reader's Digest. Two things to consider here before we bring Lowell on, and that is how President Trump is just having fun with the Democrats, isn't he? I mean, he just chums the waters, and they cannot help themselves. I mean, it's almost like their lips are in the gaff position. You know, here it is, you know, just gaff me right here. I'm ready to be hauled into the boat, whether it's a hashtag fire Fauci tweet that he sends out. He just continues to torment Nancy Pelosi. I think, Lowell, maybe what he may do is find a way to replace her chocolate ice cream with vanilla. What do you think?
That is quite possible. Speaking of which, by the way, if we're supposed to be flattening the curve, how come when I'm here at home next to my refrigerator all day long, the curve on me keeps increasing?
There's some curves we can deal with. Well, I imagine, look at, I would say that if we had 325 million people working on your curve, that would probably bring it down a little bit. But right now the focus is the other curve, you know, in the midst of all this stuff that's going on. But what do you make of this Fauci deal? I think maybe Trump has... Trump's interesting, you know, in terms of his sense of position and ego.
And the media was making more of Fauci than I think he was comfortable in having him. And so he had to set him back a little bit, not to mention the fact that Fauci kind of gave him some ammunition because methinks you speak out of both sides of your mouth at times.
Well, you know, Fauci is in a complex position. I mean, he spent more than 50 years in his government position as a bureaucrat and as a physician. He sincerely has a singular focus. The way I put it in my current column on this, which identifies Faucism as what America now faces. It sounds like fascism, and in some ways it is, but it isn't his fault. In my little town, we used to have a city council that included a guy who'd been a fireman all his life. And his ideal of proper public policy was to pave everything in concrete and put a fire hydrant every 50 feet.
Right, exactly.
He was totally obsessed with preventing fire. And he didn't take into account the fact that there are other considerations, like are we producing a hard gray world without joy? Are we bankrupting taxpayers? The reality is nature is not fireproof.
Right.
And therefore, Fauci is a one-note guy at one level.
Yeah, he's a guy with a hammer looking for a nail.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he really should not be making the kind of policy Trump does. Trump has to take other things into account, like the fact that if we did not begin reopening the economy by early June, a third of all small businesses are going to go under.
Mm-hmm. And we've already lost a percentage now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but the question is, are we so obsessed with saving a few lives, or even a couple many thousands of lives, that we are willing to let the livelihood of the entire country go, all the lives that people have built through small businesses, through savings, and so on, that is all being lost. So we could be destroying the village in order to save it.
Exactly.
And that's what Trump
said to them. He said, look, first of all, don't let the cure be worse than the disease, number one. Number two, when he brought up to your point that you had all these other consequences that were going to come as a result, whether it was a suicide rate, increase in divorces, PTSD. I mean, there was a lot of bad things coming into it. And then, you know, Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor of New York, brought to mind some definitive research, solid research. I'm not talking about the European research from the same people that gave us global warming stats that Al Gore went out and made a movie out of and gave us these crazy models that we were first fed when the coronavirus broke out and had, you know, millions of bodies lying in the streets of New York City. In body bags. I'm not talking that, but I'm talking solid evidence and science. And she, you know, broke down the consequence of unemployment, just each percentage of unemployment, just 1%, the ill effect it would have on people's life. And Trump brought this to the front, and the mainstream media got glassy-eyed over it. It did not comprehend for them.
Well, for example, 14,000 people at a minimum committed suicide during the Great Depression. We now have Great Depression levels of unemployment.
Yes.
We have, I mean, our economy is driven 70% by consumers, and we've just told people don't go to the store and be a consumer. Or in some states, they're told you can go to, for example, Home Depot if you need to buy a new faucet, but you can't in the same store buy a book to tell you how to install the faucet, and you, God knows, can't go down to the seed place, according
I was gonna
to the
say.
Governor of Michigan,
yeah.
who wants to be Biden's vice president, and buy some seeds. Even though the store is open, it's only open to sell a few select things. That's how much control Democrats are exercising over their states and regions.
And there is a clear difference, Lowell. There's a clear difference between the red state governors and the blue state governors, is there not? I mean, I don't think it's close. I think there's a clear delineation between the two philosophically, and this is up to the voters to exercise some critical consideration here and think about who they want in office next time around.
Well, what are the Democrats themselves saying? James Clyburn, the majority whip, the guy who will be holding the next Stalinist show trials against Trump for Nancy Pelosi of South Carolina, he said, this is a tremendous virus. Mm-hmm. This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
Exactly.
Meaning they're using this as a lever to change economics and a whole lot more. Said Governor Newsom of California, another Democrat, there is opportunity for reimagining a progressive era as it pertains to capitalism. I mean, they're seeing this as a great opportunity to impose their policies, to impose so much public spending that you basically bring down a lot of the capitalist economy. They're perfectly good with that, and an opportunity to make millions of people who were self-reliant suddenly become dependent on government and a government check.
And the fundamental transformation that was heralded by one Barack Obama continues and lives another day, which is amazing to me how the former president can still be so highly appreciated in the face of the reality. We know so much more about his intent in terms of fundamental transformation and how it conflicted with the U.S. Constitution and our freedoms, but yet the American people in such huge numbers, I don't know if they're just duped, ignorant, or they just fail to comprehend obvious history.
Well, that and the media has, of course, set up Dr. Fauci as their alternative to Trump, a source of even greater authority. And yet we know of Fauci that he referred to Hillary as being her doctor admirer.
Yes.
When she was Secretary of State. She wanted Hillary to know we all love her. This is going beyond mere bureaucracy. Fauci is perfectly happy when people circulate a petition for People magazine voting him the sexiest man alive. He said, if I am portrayed on Saturday Night Live, I want to be portrayed by Brad Pitt. I mean, he has begun to feel the celebrity, and he tends to go along with whatever media he's on. So when he goes on left-wing media, they try to push him to attack Trump in some way or distance himself from Trump. And, of course, Fauci, as a scientist, can be maneuvered into that position. On the one hand, the government really doesn't have enough information. And therefore, if you're a scientist and you're going to err, you're going to err on the side of extreme caution. You're going to say this disease could kill millions of people. Therefore, we can't let anyone free right now.
Right.
And he, in fact, reiterated that just days ago.
It's like they operate totally in the theoretical, do they not? And because they do, because it's theoretical, the window of error, the error factor, is exponential. Am I seeing that correct?
You're seeing that correct. And Fauci is also a bureaucrat, remember, his
yes.
position. Bureaucrats will automatically stamp no on things because you're safe whenever you say no. You're only in danger if you say yes to something that then goes wrong.
Yeah, because then you're held accountable. God forbid for accountability, right?
Yep. So Fauci's trying to do his best, but he's massively being exploited by the left-wing media.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from the one and only Lowell Ponte after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity. We look to you, Lord, to be the source, the strength, the help, the light that we need. Strengthen our first responders. Strengthen even our broadcast people. Strengthen all of us whose lives have been devastated and disrupted. And give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
All reminding all of us of God, the great way maker. And, of course, the prayer from Bishop T.D. Jakes, which is so powerful, which, you know, it gives me chills every time to hear his prayer. And, you know, and thus is the division in America today, because half of America, a little over half, can hear that prayer and not be offended and say amen at the conclusion of the prayer. Yet there's others, particularly like, you know, Governor Cuomo, who doesn't even want to admit, Lolpante, that God had anything to do with flattening the curve and bringing any kind of resolution, wisdom, insight of, you know, the hands of, you know, wise physicians, God-fearing physicians. I mean, we're hearing stories all over the world, Lowell, where, you know, people in the medical field and first responders have found themselves turning to God and admitting that they're just are supernatural occurrences and miracles that have been seen, you know, throughout this crisis. God is showing himself, but yet there are people, be it like Governor Cuomo and others, who do not want to see the power of God in this. They are the ones that in Jesus' time said, look, if you'll only give us a sign, then we'll believe, right?
Yep. Odd, isn't it? you have to appreciate, though, what you're witnessing is, on the one hand, you have the traditional religions, Judaism, Christianity. The governors, including the governor of Michigan, have handed down orders that people are to be punished if they go to church. Mm. Churches must remain closed.
Right. Yeah, but abortion facilities can remain open.
Open and encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is coming from governors like Andrew Cuomo, who actually signed a measure that you can not only kill an unborn baby, you can kill a born baby if it somehow escaped the abortion scalpel.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just horrifying.
Yeah, and then we can sell their baby parts, like in Virginia, and we'll give that child comfort care. But we can't let anything go to waste, so we'll sell their organs.
In Virginia, the Democrat governor took $2 million from Planned Parenthood, the nation's number one abortion provider, mm-hmm. as they call it. The governor of Michigan has actually said that, what was the phrase? There's something life enhancing.
Yes.
About abortion.
Yeah, what about the child? How enhanced is the child, though?
Well, I mean, you have to understand, you're not just competing with God versus godlessness in that sense. You have two competing religions here. Progressivism emerged to take the place of the old religions.
Mm-hmm.
Faiths like Nazism and Marxism and now progressivism in the U.S. actually promise their own heaven on earth. They actually are pseudo-religions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They believe that the state is God. And as a result, they want to put down all religions that compete with them. And they are doing that ardently. So, churches are closed, gun stores are closed, at the same time these governors are letting prisoners out of prison in the name of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yeah.
making your society more dangerous. And, as you say, they leave the marijuana stores open, they leave the liquor stores open, in part because they're big tax revenue sources for the government. Churches are not. And of course, they keep the abortion mills open.
Mm-hmm.
So you see an absolute defiance of traditional religion. Now, the world has dealt with plague before. In 1347, the Black Death hit Europe. It ultimately killed 30 to 60% of all the people in Europe. But they had a baby boom, they came back within six generations, and eventually they ruled much of the world. I think England alone governed one out of every four people on the planet at one point.
Right, exactly.
Taking Christendom with them. Now, what we're seeing today is the reverse of that, because what the Black Plague did over time is it destroyed feudalism. It destroyed the feudal castles. It allowed workers to suddenly have market value so they could get out and earn higher wages. It ultimately led to the Enlightenment. Well, what we have now is taking us back to serfdom. The current plague is taking us back, just as Friedrich Hayek predicted.
Yes, exactly.
The road to serfdom. It gives government a pretext to exercise unlimited arbitrary power. And they would use that power to destroy the free market economy, to destroy capitalism, to destroy individual freedom, to make people submissive to whatever the state doctors decide to stay. Remember, Anthony Fauci was never elected to anything.
Right.
And yet he's exercising virtually the power of a king by saying what the president is allowed to do. And this is very, very destructive.
No, it really is. And this is modern-day slavery, because there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, we're just cycling. We're cycling back in a way, in kind of a modern-day version of the Book of Judges, is that we begin to, things are prosperous, things are rolling along, and, we begin to see things according to our own eyes. God allows the children of Israel, in this case America, to be judged. And as it's being oppressed, it cries out to God, realizes their evil ways, repents, comes back, and it cycles. And this is a modern-day version, in a sense, of the Book of Judges, is it not?
Oh, it is. And by the way, for those who have taken to worshiping money, understand that, as experts will tell you if you talk to them privately, money is one of the dirtiest things in our society. Not politically or culturally, but a COVID virus can live on a dollar bill for up to 9 days.
Mm.
after you take it from somebody else, they're going to use this reality to be able to push their doctrine of cashlessness.
Exactly.
So step one, we take away your money because it's dangerous. Step two, you get to use a credit card instead, so you feel safe. But step three, Andrew Cuomo in New York, for example, has pushed the big banks, and it continues to push them, to say, you issue credit cards, well, you have to rig your credit card so if somebody walks into a gun store and tries to buy a gun or ammunition with your credit card, they won't be able to. In other words, the government will, once you're dependent on credit, not money, will order what you can and can't buy on credit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I don't know. Did you see the video of where this one company had installed a chip in the arms of the employees so that they could buy chips out of their, you know, their company store? It had all the information, health information, credit card information. All they needed to do was go wave their arm, and they were showing, and the people were all proud that this was happening. That they could, look how cool this is, you know, I'm just waving my arm in front of this vending machine. And
as I think it was Zero Hedge reported only this day, there is a strong likelihood that in the near future they'll offer you a vaccine for things like COVID-19.
Oh, of course.
But it will be impregnated with microchips. It will go into your bloodstream and do the same thing. In other words, you have to give up all your freedom and rights in order to be saved from a disease that, by the way, when they put out these statements on how pervasive COVID-19 is, how many are dying from it, at the same time, the death rates have plummeted from influenza.
Yeah, how is that?
Respiratory ills and so on. In other words, a lot of people are dying with COVID-19, but not of COVID-19.
Exactly. As one doctor said,
if you're a hospital in Montana, they will pay you $300,000 if a COVID death occurs in your hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you have a tremendous incentive
exactly.
to ascribe every death you can to coronavirus.
Well, we've said the numbers have been juiced for a long time, and this is what's coming out. You talk about bending the curve. Look what happened with flu numbers. The flu numbers were over 60,000, and suddenly they've gone dormant. And, you know, everything now is COVID-19, just to your point, that they are incentivized to claim everything is COVID-19. As one doctor said, you get run over by a truck, but if you happen to have any kind of symptoms or anything that be said that you had anything associated with COVID-19, then the death was not by truck, but by COVID-19.
Yeah, and that, of course, engenders the fear, which engenders the power, and you have Nancy Pelosi using that to order money. By the way, she's also ordering it to change the election procedures to make future elections really easy to steal.
Yes, mail-in voting.
That's what they're all about.
No, this is all very dangerous. And getting back to that earlier point, even Dr. Burke said it was okay. It was okay to have some assumption playing in these numbers, and you go, whoa, this is dangerous. I mean, we have cloistered ourselves, been self-quarantined, all for numbers that have been assumed. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, and we're going back to the Middle Ages. We're relying on the authority of people who don't deserve the authority because their data is faulty.
And what are we going to give up in the process, Lowell?
Everything, basically.
Yeah.
We're going to become a feudal state again.
Well, Lowell, we've got about 30 seconds. I'll let you summarize and give us the parting words here, including if you have a book offering or whatever you want to share with us.
Oh, well, thank you. Free white paper, The Secret War, about how COVID, where you're being manipulated into cashlessness. To get it free, 800-630-1492. That's 1-800-630-1492. Like the Air Columbus Sail, the ocean blue.
There he is, Lowell Ponte right here. Thank you, Lowell. Be safe and well, my friend.
God bless you, too.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Cancer Cat.